Blog Talk Radio.
We thank God for those who are coming by way of the blog, and for people coming from all church affiliations and church denominations, from all walks of life, economic strata. And we just thank God for you. This is the new awakening. We have awakened from just asking God something, the give me approach to God. And we have changed the approach to the thank you unto God. That approach will get you a miracle. Amen. And we just thank God for the many miracles that he's brought to us in the name of Jesus. Oh, God is so good. Let's go, God, in prayer. I wonder, can I get that many ambassadors, prayer ambassadors on the line? One of the things I'm trying to do is just share this time. You all are growing, amen. And in order to grow, you must be willing to pray, amen. You're prayer ambassadors, and I thank God for you. All right, we'll open up the line. Do we have a volunteer? A couple volunteers who would like to pray this morning and give God glory and praise. The line is open to you. Anybody who would like to pray. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord Jesus, we just thank you on this beautiful morning, Lord, for waking us up. Thank you, Lord, for the first fruits prayer line. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for the chief ambassador and first lady and everyone that's on the line on this morning. May their hearts be blessed with the information and our praises, Lord Jesus. We just want them to come up to you, Lord. We love you. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful. All right. Do we have another prayer ambassador who will pray this morning? The line is open to you. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Ernestine Johnson, are you there? All right. Sister Williams there in North Carolina, are you there? Or Sister Williams there in Arizona, are you there?
Yes. Yeah.
Will you all, can you pray? All right, Sister Irvine Coleman, if you're there, can you pray? One of you all.
Gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. Thank you for how you woke us up, how you blessed us with health and strength. Thank you for the activity of our limbs. Look on your people everywhere. Bless us and take us through. Keep us, God. Keep us in the center of your will, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. Thank you for making ways. Thank you for opening doors. Thank you for everything, God. You've been so good. God, I thank you. Thank you, God, I thank you. Thank you for your many, many blessings. Thank you for healing my body so many times. God, we thank you today. Look on your people everywhere. Look on the rulers and governors. Give them to lead a quiet and peaceable life. God, help them to make the right decisions concerning us. God, when we go out to vote, give us who to vote for and how to vote. In the mighty name of Jesus, great is your way, Lord. How we thank you for this way of holiness, our mind to walk upright before you. Thank you for your goodness and your kindness. Thank you, Jesus, always being there for us. Thank you tonight, God. In Jesus' name, the Lord. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this wonderful day that you have made. Father God, we just give you all the glory and all the praise. Father God, we just thank you for your blessings that you bestow on us each day and waking us up and let us live to see another day. Father God, we just thank you for your healing power. There are so many that are hurting. Father God, just heal them. Just give them the peace and understanding. Father God, you say you will never leave us or forsake us. And we believe in you and we trust you, Father God. Father, just look on our country. Look on all the cities. Father God, we just thank you for all of the people who are out there praying for others. Father God, we just thank you for our chief ambassador, Dr. Johnson, and Lady Betty, Father God, and all the ambassadors, all of the people who make a difference in someone else's life. Father, just thank you for giving us the words to say and the things to do, Father, to further advance your kingdom, Father God. Father God, just look over President Obama. Just help him to make right decisions, Father God, and to lead this country and to help keep us safe, Father God, and all officials all over the United States. Father God, look at the officials over the whole world, Father God. If their mind's not right, Lord, just change it so that they can make right decisions, Father God. Father God, you know all things, and we believe you, and we know that you can change the conditions of your people all over the world.
Yes,
Father God, just help those people who are displaced, who have not had the opportunity to live like we live here in the United States, Father God. Lord, look on your children. Just help them, Father God, and let them understand that you are not forsaken in them, that you are there for them and touch their families that in other nations, Father God. Oh, Father God, we just thank you for everybody on this prayer line this morning. Everybody who have a need, Father God. Oh, Father God, just anoint them and let them know that you are there for them. And that they may not have it when they want it, Father God, but you will not forsake us. You'll be right on time in your perfect timing and
yes,
your plan,
Lord.
Because you have a purpose and a plan for all of our lives. We may not always understand it and want it when we want it, but you are there for us when we need it, and will give it to us when it's the perfect time. Oh, Father, we just thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank God for all these precious prayers. I think that was Master Johnson down there in Baton Rouge. Recognize that voice. God bless you, Master Johnson, and we're praying for you down there in that still.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Help her, help her, help her, help her, Lord. Let the blood of Jesus in the spirit realm cover her and cover her family. And God give her favor in the name of Jesus that she may have everything that she needs and restore that which she lost. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And for the glory of God, we ask it. Thank God. Amen. God bless all of y'all. God bless all of you going on the prayer line. Thank you, Jesus, for everything. Amen. Beautiful day to give God praise. A beautiful day to give God adoration. Oh, my God. And we do appreciate everything that he's done. And we know that he's blessing all of you today. And just want to wake you up a little bit. Come on. Get up and sweep through the city, y'all. God bless all of y'all. This is the first fruit.
Oh, yeah, Lord.
Yeah. Good morning to everybody. Good morning to everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you all. Amen. All of you. Amen. God bless you. Anybody on here want to speak to the Lord? Good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Wake up here and speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Yes.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning. Let's open up and give God some praise. You got a voice, and God gave to you for that purpose, to praise Him. Open that mouth.
Yes,
open
Lord.
Those vocal cords and give the Lord some real praise. Let's thank Him for 2 or 3 minutes here this morning. Amen. And just stay right in there. Be a trooper. Stay right in there, and let's praise the Lord. Come on, everybody. This is a praise check. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. 916-913-813.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm just sleeping and sleeping and sleeping and sleeping. I said, well, why don't you come on? If the Lord answered my prayer, why don't you come on and just tell what God did for you? She said, I can't wake up. I'm just sleeping to 10, 11, 12 o'clock. Now, yeah. The Lord wake y'all up late. Y'all like that lady. Y'all just couldn't wake up. Amen.
Uh-oh, geez. I might be like the lady. I couldn't wake up. I'm sorry.
He's never late. He's always on time.
Amen.
All right. Well, get a few praise reports for our mother, Dr. Mary Lacey is coming.
Okay. Good morning, first. Good morning to everybody. Good morning. God bless, and I love everybody. And this is our praise first fruit. Prayer and Praise Convention line, and welcome everybody, and just jump right on in with your praise report. We know the Lord has been good. The line is open.
Good morning. This is Mother Big D, area code 708. First giving honor to God, to Dr. Johnson, and to Sister Sheila Brown, and to everyone that is on the line. I thank and praise the Lord for being alive this morning, being awake. I thank him for all of his goodness. The Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised. I thank him for how he makes ways and opens doors and how he supplies all of my needs. I thank him for it. I thank him for this prayer line because I thank God for Dr. Johnson just having a mind and just being persistent and just staying with this prayer line. And I thank God for the sacrifices that he makes to keep this land going, and I thank God for each and every one of you. The Lord has done so many great things for me. I can't tell it all, but I tell him this, that I thank him today, and I love the Lord, and I love each and every one of you. Thank God for you, and thank God for the land, and thank God for everything.
Amen. God bless you, and thank you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you. Do you have any more praise reports? I'm sure we do.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson. From Indianapolis. I just praise God for waking me up and starting me on my way. I just praise God for my show manager gave me perfect attendance for this month. I said, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I thank you for the little thing. Oh, I just thank him so much because he's so good to me. Thank you.
Thank you, walking,
and here, and a mind to serve him. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you. Beautiful prayer report. God bless you. Praise report. God bless you, Mother.
This is Sister Lucille. I want to first give honor to God, all the saints on this prayer line. I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I woke up this morning thanking the Lord. I thank him for waking me up. I woke up thinking about the youth prayer line last night and the food. I just thank the Lord for all his blessings, all that he has done for me. And I'm asking the saints to continue to keep me in your prayers. God bless you.
God bless you too, Sister Lucille. Have a great day. We love you.
I love you too.
Thank you. It was nice to see you there, Sister Lucille.
I know. I was really glad to see you. God bless you.
And you have such manable young men. God bless you for the training of your children. You're
welcome.
Yes, ma'am. Do we have any more praise reports this morning? If so, the line is open. I would like to give a praise report. I have three little grandchildren all part of Head Start this year. The twins are four and the oldest, 913 Sheila Brown, Kansas City, Kansas. And all three of the little boys started school. And I was concerned about school clothes and different things that they were needing. And I had been thanking the Lord for shaking the trunk tree. Just shake it. But he didn't give me chunks in monetary value, what the Lord did for me yesterday. He knew my concern about the clothes that the kids were needing, all three going to school at the same time. And I was sitting on my porch yesterday, and the mail truck always stopped down at the bottom of the hill at the mailbox. But yesterday, I was sitting on the porch, and the strangest thing, the mail truck comes up the hill. I mind how he stopped down the bottom of the hill and put all the mail in. So yesterday, here's the mail truck coming up the hill. The mailman got out the truck. I was sitting on the porch, the only one sitting outside. And the man looked at me, and I looked at the man, and he went to the back of his truck, and he come out with a great big old brown box. And he said, "I'm looking for 2402 Elmwood." I said, "That's me." I said, "You looking for Sheila Brown?" He said, "Yes, I am." I said, "Thank you." He gave me the box. I said, "Thank you." And I walked away. The box was so big. I walked the box to my porch. I opened the box. And Pastor Shirley, my father's sister, some of you all may remember Pastor Shirley. She's been on the line. And I opened the box, and she had sent 4 outfits apiece for my grandchildren. I mean, 2 shirts and a pair of pants for every outfit, 2 shirts apiece. And it does sound like a lot, but all together, that was 12 outfits that she sent from Williamsburg, New Jersey, to help me and my grandchildren. And I don't take that lightly. I didn't know that she was sending anything to us, but God blessed us on time yesterday, and I was not looking for anything, but he sent me a great big box for the gift for my grandchildren, and I just thank you all, and God bless.
God bless us. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. I know Pastor Shirley, she's a wonderful person. Amen. And Dr. Mary Lacey, are you on the line yet? All right, give us a couple more praise reports, everybody. Whatever God has done to you, we want to hear about it. Amen.
Good morning. This is Sister Christopher in Odessa, Texas. I just wanted to call and thank God for a safe travel on this weekend, 12 hours one way and 12 hours the other way without any accident or incident, and just safe arrival there and back. And that's a blessing because there were things happening on the highway. I'm just thankful that God did not let us be a part of those things. And I just want to give God praise and honor for that safety on this weekend.
That's beautiful.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen.
Sister Brown, go ahead.
Amen. I'm blessing the lady. That was a great praise report. Thank God that he didn't allow anything to happen to you all either. I thank God for his protection and his shield that he had around you all. May God bless you and your family. Do you have any more praise reports this morning? I'm sure we do. The line is open to give the Lord his praises.
I'm still praising God, my sister. Christopher, because I know when she hit Texas, you can drive 6 or 8 hours in Texas before you get out. Amen. She went through Texas, and then headed maybe through Kansas, and then on to Tennessee. My God. So she had a long drive. And God protected her. That's great.
Thank you.
Amen. Anybody else?
Amen. This is Ambassador Johnson in Texas, area code 325. When I think of goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Oh, I thank God for saving me. I give honor to God on this morning, to our Chief Ambassador, and to each and everyone on the line this morning. I just praise God for Sister Brown that's hosting. I just praise God for all of the blessings that he has bestowed upon me. Truly, God is such a good God. And it's in him that I live, move, and have my being. I praise the Lord how he blessed us over this Labor Day weekend. My daughter and granddaughter and I traveled to meet up with the rest of the family, and we were all together. And I just praise God for the peace and the love that was shared amongst each other. That was the first time that I left out since I lost my mom. But I thank God for the strength that he gave me to be able to trust God enough to leave my husband here for a while, just a couple of days. And it takes God to do that for me. I just don't jump up and do that. The Lord gave me the strength and told that everything was going to be all right. And truly, when I returned, he was just fine. I thank God, for I know it's nothing but him that blesses us over and over again. I thank him because on last month he blessed. We had a youth service that my daughter put on for the very first time. She never hosted a service. I am speaking, but she put it all together. And I want you to know God put his stamp of approval on it. But so many people were blessed. The young people were blessed. Our speakers were dynamic. And that was such a blessing to me to see my daughter go forth in the Lord, how God did such great things. Oh, you all just don't know. You go through so much and you just wonder what good come out of it, but God keep on proving himself to me over and over again. And I just thank God for the prayer, everyone, for the Lord is good, and I thank him for it. Continue to pray for me.
God bless you.
Amen.
Praying for Sister Shannon, and I just want to thank God for all of you who took time. And that meant so much to me. And you took time to wish me a happy birthday on yesterday. And for the many wonderful things that were done for me, it meant so much to me. I tell you, I had a great day. Amen. And just kind of chilled a little bit, kind of took it easy, and kind of rested, and then maybe didn't look good. Then when I got back home, hey man, there was a big gift bag waiting on me. and everything, my God, and my grandchildren just ran to the door and grabbed my leg.
Yeah.
They were little people. And I just hugged them up, and they just hugged me and everything. Oh, that was so phenomenal. Then I got a call from my granddaughter, Bria, wishing me a happy birthday. You know, I'm very simple. I'm not high maintenance, just very low maintenance. And any little thing you do for me means a lot. And she called me. Wow. And wished me a happy birthday. Thank God.
Thank you, God.
God blessed me yesterday, and I just appreciate him. He gave me just so much. I appreciate it. I can't express to you all, and especially to the Lord, how much I appreciate what he did for me. Thank you again and again for on the birthday. You never know. Who you blessing. You never know who appreciates you. Amen. Until they say something. And I want to thank you so very much. God bless you. Is Dr. Mary Lacey, or is she on the line yet?
Yes. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
We want to hear your praise report. This is your time.
I want to thank the Lord this morning for being able to be on the prayer line. Honored to our National Ambassador. Oh, God, we just thank God for each of you, all the ambassadors this morning. We want to wish you again a happy birthday, and may the Lord bless you real, real good. Every year counts for something. I want to thank each of you who prayed for us and still praying for us with Bishop Donna. As you know, Bishop Bonner was one of our, oh God, one of our high quality bishops, one of our national bishops. And he cared about the people. I tell you, he cared about the women that was in the ministry. He really looked out for those that was
working towards goals and was working with different things, and I happened to be one of those persons that belonged to his jurisdiction. And he made it possible that I'd be able to carry Mary's mission. And I thank God for that. I thank him for what he allowed me to do. Oh, what a wonderful service this bishop had on Thursday was the state funeral. And I tell you, we went in that funeral at 7 o'clock that night, and we were out, I guess, about 12:30. The people just came from every direction at his church. God has blessed and really blessed that man, and we pray in for his family. I tell you, what a beautiful, beautiful home going. And then on Friday in Naperville, Illinois, at the Catholic Church, they had it filled at a larger place because the national bishops, all 12, was there, and people was there from all over the country. All over the country, they were there to say goodbye to Bishop Bonner. Of course, I'm feeling sort of really like a wreck storm this morning because I knew when I had problems with Mary's mission, all I had to do was to mention him, and he would help get money and stuff together to help me keep it going. I tell you, God was so good, and he had such a wonderful homegoing bishop. Blake was there, and all 12 of the bishops, and all of the bishops from around the country, those that were Church of God in Christ and those that were non-church, they really celebrated his homegoing, and they still celebrate the homegoing and the life of this such a wonderful bishop. When I had Dr. Johnson here a couple of times, Bishop brought busloads out here to accommodate and allowed Dr. Johnson to minister in his church. And he kept telling me, we're going to bring him back again, we're going to bring him back again. But you know how sometimes it just can't get it together. But we hope and pray that each of you all will pray for the Bonner family, for the whole Bonner family, because they are really hurt, although Bishop was facing his 95th birthday on the 13th of this month. He would have been 95 years old, and they had planned a large celebration for his birthday. Bishop Blake was coming to bring the message for him, but unfavorable God stepped in and released him and let him went home to be with the Lord. We're still going to bring you back, Dr. Johnson, to this area in his memory when I can kind of get myself together. You know, it's been really hard. I've been sick off and on, but God is still good. He's still good. He's still good, and I know More Than Me was really compensated by his presence and by his goodness and by him. And he would tell you in a minute, I've been anointed to pray for you. I've been anointed to raise some money, and that I've been anointed to buy some clothes and dress and look like a, oh my God, all the people that went to his church, if you went in there looking down, you certainly got a blessing from Bishop Bonner and the whole sixth jurisdiction. You all pray for us. Bishop Daniels will be helping us for the next few months until we get another bishop, and you all pray for him and pray for Bishop Williams and our state supervisor. God bless each of you this morning, and I want to thank the Lord for the life that Bishop lived for all of us.
Pick up the phone now. On the prayer line.
Go ahead. We're still listening to you. Dr. Lacey, go ahead.
I want to thank the Lord for all of the life that he often told us. Bring Dr. Johnson. Tell him to come. I will be happy to have his presence. That was Bishop Bonner. We ask you to pray for all of us that the Lord will continue to keep us.
Well, we certainly are praying for you, Dr. Lacey. My God. And I mean, all the general board members were there.
All of them was there. Every one of them.
That's something. That's something. Yeah. I don't know if I've ever heard of a funeral where all the general board.
All of them was there.
Except for presiding bishop.
And Bishop Daniels will be carrying on. You know, they have to send someone from the 12 to carry on until they, I guess, consecrated Bishop Williams. But I'm sure there's a lot of things that the General Church have to do because Bishop had such a large ministry, 33 churches that he was over. And he didn't go to just one church. He don't care how small your church were. He came to see about you at least once a year, the pastors and missionaries. You could have a goose fight. He would, if you invited him, he was going to be at the goose fight with a busload of folks or even with a carload from everywhere. That was the kind of man that he was. And I'm going to miss him very much so because he's the cause of me to have Mary's Mission. He's the cause of my son to have the four Mary's Missions in Arizona. Because he looked out and he helped us.
My God. Well, my son, we'll miss Bishop Bonner and we'll pray for his family. God bless you so much. That was Ambassador Dr. Mary Lacey. We praise God for her. Amen. It's time now. Let me move to, is there anybody else who has a praise report before we move? You have a praise report? God did something for you over the Labor Day or something.
And I thank God for how he blessed me through the wedding, through the reception. Our husband made it through it from Friday to Sunday night, even Monday. I still enjoyed the goodness of the Lord, especially with children. I just enjoyed it to the highest end of the Lord because he blessed me to be able to go, and I know why. He wasn't going to let me walk, but the Lord come in and he blessed me and I was able to do so. So I just thank him and praise him because he is really, really good to me. God is a good God. God bless you for y'all praying for Mother Wilson.
Mother Wilson, God bless you. Good to hear your voice. All right. Thank God for you. All right. I don't want to miss anyone. Now, I'm leaving it open for you for a moment. Anybody else? All right. God bless you. Let's go to our prayer request. Someone who has your back against the wall. Someone who needs prayer. You need prayer for your son and daughter. You need prayer for yourself. You want God to shake that junk tree that I've been talking about. He has done it many times. And he has sent unexpected financial blessings. But if you need prayer, all I can do is be the conduit that God uses to open up the line to you. But you certainly can't get prayer, but you have to make your request known.
Yes.
Line is open to you.
Yes.
Mr. Peterson? All right, now. All right. All right, we certainly will.
Amen.
Sheila Brown, can we please put my daughter that just had the baby, Alexandria, we call her AJ, but her name is Alexandria, can we put her and the baby and her three, well, her and all four of her children on the prayer list? This prayer line is doing, God is blessing her. She's not on all the time, but lots of times, when it's close to time, if she sees me hanging around and I don't have that phone in my hand, she'll say, Mama, Mama, you get on the prayer line. Mama, you get on the prayer line. So it means a lot. She's seen it. And what I asked her yesterday, and I won't hold up too much time, I said, what is it that you like about Pastor? She called you Bernard. She just come around. She said, Mama, I like Pastor Bernard. I said, no, his mom named him Bernard. And I said, why do you like him? She said, Mama, when my baby stopped breathing. And he told all the saints on the phone, he said, come on, saints, pray with her. Pray for her. Don't y'all hear? So that made an impact in her life. And ever since then, she's been saying, Mama, Mama, we're going to Amazing Grace. Mama, I'm going to get my baby Christian at Amazing Grace. Mama, we're going to change churches. So would you all please put Alexandria on the prayer list that God would direct her to do the things that she needs to do? You know, I have her three boys, and she's had another boy, so we know she needs lots of guidance from God. So would you all pray for me and with me, my baby girl, she's 23, Alexandria. Would you all pray for her with me and help me? You know what I'm asking.
You certainly will.
Thank you. God bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you. This is Pastor Frierson, area code 616. Praise God from whom our blessings flow. I would like to request prayer for my mother, missionary Frierson. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Sister Lucio, and I'm asking prayer for me and my children. And also, I'm asking the saints to pray for my Aunt Olene. Her feet are swollen. God bless you.
All right. I remember when my mother's feet were swollen, and God touched her and healed her.
Mother Digby, I'd like to request prayer for Sister Rosa Stokes and her family.
Rosa Stokes?
Rosa Stokes. In West Memphis, Arkansas.
Yeah, I love stuff. And her what?
Her family.
Family.
Her entire family.
All right. Okay. I can take at least one more prayer request if you have it.
Pastor Johnson.
Huh?
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
This is Ambassador Charlotte Gray. I overslept this morning. I do apologize. I don't know how many requests you have, but I can take the last couple and pray. I do want to add my good friend, Kim Barberly. She needs a major prayer, a major miracle this morning. Kimberly Barberly. Mm-hmm. Your cousin. It was Woolridge. It was Woolridge, but it is Barbie.
Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I think I heard Rosa Stokes. They need a prayer. Sister, it was her mother. There was one more that needed.
Yes.
Lucille.
Folks, you heard that.
I heard that.
Well, let me just read these prayer requests.
I heard the last three. Okay.
Ambassador Peterson wants prayer for herself and her family. And Mother Wilson wants prayer for her family and for her. And unspoken request there. And Sheila Brown wants prayer for her daughter, Alexandria, and her four children. You know, and they don't. She wants her to have prayer for direction. Amen. Direction on what to do, where to go. Amen. What church to belong to, and things like that. So we'll pray for her. And if you take those three, that would be good.
I will take those things.
And Master Peterson, Mother Wilson, and her family. Master Peterson and her family, Sheila Brown and her family, especially her daughter, AJ, who has four children and wants direction on what to do, what God would lead her, and the church that God would lead her along to, and things like that. The line is open to you.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for letting me be able to get on the line. And my alarm clock set for 5, and it is 6:30. I thank you, Lord, for allowing me to get my daughter, my 11-year-old daughter, Lord. I know